Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, March 27th. Environment Canada is warning about a potential ice storm this weekend. Forecasters say significant ice buildup is possible starting late tomorrow through Monday that could result in downed trees and power outages. More specific weather warnings will be issued when the exact track of the storm is known. Grey Bruce OPP have charged a man with impaired driving in relation to the crash that closed Highway 10 near Holland Center yesterday morning. Police say a commercial vehicle hit a hydro pole around 4:30 a.m. No one was hurt. OPP officers attended and alleged the driver was showing signs of impairment. The 41-year-old West Grey man was charged. Provincial police are now confirming remains found in the Southampton Harbour recently are those of Brendan Martin. Martin had been reported missing from the Southampton area in January, and earlier this month, a search led by his family and supported by local missing persons group Please Bring Me Home turned up his body. Now the OPP have confirmed the information following a post-mortem examination. A joint investigation is continuing by Saugeen Shores Police and the OPP Criminal Investigation Branch. A 38-year-old Brockton man faces several charges after two smash-and-grabs in Hanover. The break-ins happened overnight last week when police say a lone man smashed his way into businesses through the front doors and stole items. Hanover Police Chief Chris Knoll says the man is now charged with two counts of break-and-enter and other offenses. Some of the stolen property was also recovered. Saugeen Shores is refining its town logo, but only slightly after pushback from council. An initial brand and logo refresh was presented by staff to council back in January. The proposed new logo kept the usual birds, but not the waves under the words Saugeen Shores. Some councillors expressed concern, and this week an updated logo came to council that is much the same as the current one. Luke Charbonneau is the mayor of Saugeen Shores.
I sort of expressed concern about the inconsistency are going away from the so far away from the what we have, but I do like the changes you've made, and I think it stays consistent with the existing logo with some minor refinements.
And in national news, President Donald Trump says vehicles imported into the U.S. will be hit with a 25% tariff a week from today, and auto parts could have a border tax slapped on them in the future. If it happens, it'll be devastating for the North American auto industry. Trump's surprise announcement cast a shadow over the election campaigns of the three major federal party leaders, Pierre Poilievre, Mark Carney, and Jagmeet Singh.
These tariffs will damage his workers and his economy, just as they will damage ours. We must retaliate.
And this is a direct attack, to be clear, a direct attack on the very workers that I stood in front of, Unifor workers I stood in front of this morning.
This is a direct attack on so many workers. And we know that Trump is an arsonist. He's literally burning down his own country's jobs and economy and ours as well.
Carney's leaving the campaign trail today for a cabinet meeting in Ottawa. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a flat open this morning. Futures little changed in pre-market trading. After yesterday's tariff-induced sell-off, the Dow fell 132 points to 42,454. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ sank as well. The tech stock benchmark down more than 2%, while the TSX closed 178 points lower at 25,161. Bitcoin bouncing 1% higher this morning, hovering at around 87,300 U.S. The price of oil down a quarter point, $69.50 per barrel, while gold's rallying more than 1% up, just under $3,100 U.S. an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 69.97 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. It's opening day in the majors. The Blue Jays host the Orioles at 3 this afternoon. Jose Barrios goes for the Jays. Zach Eflin gets the nod for Baltimore. The Vancouver Canucks down the Islanders. Canucks are 3 back of St. Louis for wild card 2. Dallas beat Edmonton. Oilers were without McDavid and Draisaitl. Other winners were New Jersey and Anaheim. The Toronto Raptors defeated Boston for their third straight win. They remain 3 behind first place Montreal after the Victoire were victorious against Minnie and clinched a playoff spot. The Raptors beat the Nets. March Madness Sweet 16 tips off today. And Canadian captain Alphonso Davies underwent surgery for a torn ACL. He'll be out months. That injury happened in Sunday's third place game against the U.S. Davies' agent says he wasn't 100% and feels he was pressured by the Canadian team to play in that match. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Owen Sound's Sam Barrett scored a late winner to lift the Hanover Barons to a 3-2 win over the Fergus Whalers in Game 4 of the PJHL Pollock Division Final. Hanover now leads the series 3-1. And the Peterborough Petes won the OHL Draft Lottery and will pick first overall in next month's priority selection. The playoff-bound Owen Sound Attack have the fifth pick. They're set to open the Western Conference quarterfinal against the London Knights tomorrow at Canada Life Place. You can hear Game 1 live on Key of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page. Just go to BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. Your weather is coming up next. A mix of sun and cloud today with a slight chance of some showers late this afternoon, a high of 8. Tonight, still a slight chance of some showers through the evening, then partly cloudy overnight, a low of minus 3. And tomorrow, cloudy with showers beginning late in the afternoon, possibly freezing rain, a high of 1.